Welcome to the Collective Talk Podcast, where real conversations lead to real change. Each week, we spotlight powerful stories, authentic voices, and bold ideas that move our communities forward. From local leaders to everyday changemakers, these are the people driving real impact. This is a space for truth, connection, and perspective. No noise, no filters. You're here for honest dialogue. So let's begin. It's time for a real conversation.
All right. Welcome back to the Collective Talk Podcast. We thank you for joining us again today for another conversation. So this is Collective Talk Podcast where the mic is on and the truth is loud. Today's episode is brought to you by Dream Romantic Vacations, your passport to unforgettable gateways. We'll tell you more about them later on in the show. But for now, just know they make dream trips happen with zero stress. Today, we're diving into a world of nostalgia, creativity, and pure fun. Our guest has built an amazing community around toys, collectibles, and the thrill of the hunt. Whether he's uncovering a rare vintage treasure or reviewing the latest release, his passion and energy are contagious. Please welcome the creator behind Rock Vega Toys, toy videos, and reviews. This is Rock Vega. Rock Vega, welcome to the show. For those meeting you for the first time, can you give us a quick introduction to who you are and what your YouTube channel is all about?
What's going on, everybody out there to Collective Talk? This is your boy, Rock Vega. This YouTube station here is basically toys, man, vintage toys, 1980s, you know, 70s, 90s. This is where all the 80s babies out there, man. Like, I'm talking Marvel Legends, G.I. Joe. I got some anime, a little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Street Fighters, and things of that sort. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So let me ask you this, since that, and thank you for that just overview, but do you remember the very first toy you ever bought or received that started this whole passion?
For me, that started recollecting right now.
Yeah.
The first toy I got was, I want to say, Cobra Command and Destro.
Okay. And what was special about Cobra Command and Destro that said, okay, let me get busy doing this again, something that I love?
I mean, I had him as when I was a kid, you know. Okay. Cobra Commander, he's one of the greatest villains of all time. I mean, so if you know anything about G.I. Joe, you like the Joes, but you rock with the Cobras. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Cobras with the guys. So, yeah, around the pandemic, man, COVID and COVID hit, I started collecting 6-inch G.I. Joes. I have the Red Wolf 3 and 3.75 inches.
Okay. So what made you decide to start filming and uploading toy videos and reviews to YouTube?
Man, I had so much good stuff. I just wanted to share it with the world, man. You know, I'm like, I'm coming across a lot of great action figures. And the nostalgia of it. I know people in my age group, they remember this. So when they see it, it's like a wow factor. Like, dang, I had that when I was a kid. Mm. And to see it in a bigger form, it's just, I just felt like people would like to see it. And a lot of people like to see it. They tune in to watch it.
Yeah, you got a very popular channel. So did you have a clear vision for your channel from the beginning, or did it evolve over time?
It evolved over time. At first, I just was going to show action figures, and then I started doing little skits and the whole thing. Like, man, if you go to my page, you'll see all type of videos. It's funny videos, parodies. I do everything with the toys, man.
Okay. What was the biggest challenge in the early days of building your channel?
Subscribers, man. That's with anything, to get people to see your vision, you know what I'm saying, to follow yours and see what you got going on, because, you know, it's like a people taking stands these days. They're not very long, so they're not going to, if the content's not good, they're not going to. So So luckily, it's been grabbing them. It's been keeping them entertained. So I've been keeping
Cool.
to the same script. And
No, I think that's important. But you know what? That just leads me into another question. Your channel covers a wide range of toys from vintage models to modern releases. How do you decide what to feature next on your channel? What makes you say, okay, this is going to be my next video?
I try to keep current with what's going on in like the toy community. If you in like a lot of toy forums, you know what's hot, you know what people looking for, and if you come across anything like a grail type of thing, you definitely want to show that because somebody's gonna want to see that, or something like a HasLab. A HasLab is something that you would have to prepay and you won't get for like a year and a half later, but it's a big item like this his type right there. That's a HasLab right there. That's a HasLab toy. And you know, it had to buy it, took 2 years to get it. But
Wow.
if you didn't buy it back then, you're not getting it now. Unless you third party. And third party gonna cost you $1,000.
And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because speaking of cost, I kind of went through your channel. Of course, I look in most of the videos that you post, but correct me if I'm wrong, that you have a monster Goodwill score video that seems to be a fan favorite. Can you tell the story about finding a $180 toy that you got for $7.99?
Which toy is that?
I think it was Monster Goodwill.
I
And I
thought.
could be wrong. I could be wrong. So you know what? Just let me shift, because I may have saw the wrong thing. But talk about a toy that you got for a low cost. And I think you were talking about now, like if you didn't get this before, then it's going to be worth a lot and you can't get it now. But talk about a collectible that you got for something like maybe even under $10, and now it's worth hundreds of dollars. What is that toy, and what makes it worth that much money now?
Does that cheat does work something right now? I you know what? I can't think of anything offhand.
Because I know you showed it, I think it was a collectible that you said you were taking back to the toy store, and you said you had gotten it for a smaller price, but it was worth, they seemed to be
Oh, you.
triple that.
What I had did was I know what you're talking about. I could be wrong, but are you talking the other day I went and I made a trade.
Yeah, you made a trade. Yeah.
I made a trade. What I traded was a G.I. Joe map and clutch. Now that's a very hard to get item right now. Like if you didn't get it when it came out and miss it, you're probably not gonna get it right now. It retailed at like $99 when it came out, and right now they're like about 400.
Wow. Now, what makes that particular collectible worth so much money now, when you pay under 100 and now it's worth 400? Is it just because you can't get it right now, or is there something
This is
unique
not
about it?
Hasbro not making them anymore. So I mean they haven't said that they were gonna bring it back or anything like that. So if you didn't get it when you could have got it, now you gotta go on eBay and pay that big ticket. But luckily I bought a car.
No, that makes sense. And you know what, that and I as looking at your channel, it seems that you've done some amazing unboxings for the subscribers. Which one has been the most memorable? The most memorable, okay, this is my showcase thing that I have found that I want you to see, that you love, and that you think that, and even if the viewers don't love it, what do you love? Like this is the dopest one.
My his tank is definitely it's up there. It's top of the line. If you got that, you in the lead. You know what I'm saying? But I also have things that have been made that's almost more precious than that his tank. Like
Yeah, I know you have some things.
Hey, she ain't behind me, but I have this Wolverine behind me that I got stacked outs made, and
okay,
you can't get that. So you know what I'm saying? That's like a unless you got to know somebody that can make that with a 3D printer or something like that. It's just like nothing you can go to the store and buy it.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know what? I'm gonna take a little pivot from this. So when we go to our commercial sponsor, I want you to grab the thing that you know that you feel like is the you know this is the pick of the crop, the cream de la cream, so we can show our viewers what that is. Because I think it's important that they not only hear what you're talking about, but they can see some of the things that you're talking about. So as we come back from our commercial break, I definitely would love for you to show off one of your most valuable assets. And so now let me just go into, like, you know, we talked about the things that you showcased and why you showcased them. But can you walk us through a typical day of creating one of your videos from picking the toy to hitting publish?
Well, it's really spur of the moment, man. It's like what I'm thinking about that day, or I could come downstairs to my basement and just look around at some figures, or I could be watching TV and I could see something. I could be like, man, I should get these figures and react the scene. Like, I had did a reenacted the scene from Baby Boy when Big Lane was telling the boys about guns and butter. Guns and butter. And, you know, I use a roadblock character and a couple of more guys, but It just depends on what I see and how I'm feeling that day, and that's how I let the videos roll. I don't really stress about it, like, have an agenda. I'm going to shoot this day. I'm going to shoot this day.
Okay.
I think if I plan to do something, it just gets watered down. If I do it, in a time.
No, I agree. And you know what? That goes into my next question. So I've looked at other people who have done collectibles, from WWE figures to just any other kind of figures, and a lot of them just really showcase the item. So, but when you watch your videos, you make them fun, you make them exciting, you do the voices and all of that. Why is that so important to you to do it that way versus then just showcasing the item?
I mean, I do them both. I showcase the item on mostly like short videos with a little bit of music behind the band. You get to see the item. And then I usually take them out the box, and that's when I usually shoot like a skit or something like that.
Okay.
But I think, like, man, all the voiceovers and comedy, man, it's the entertainment part. That's what really people want to see. I mean, they enjoy the toy.
Right.
But yeah, I don't want to say a robot chicken because I don't want to be like, he got that from Robot Chicken, but
right.
It's on a sort of that level, like.
Okay. And speaking of that, what gear or editing software do you use to make your videos?
CapCut. I'm just shooting.
Okay. So in CapCut, you know, for people who do content creation or video editing, it's really, you know, it's not very difficult. You don't have to code. So I think that's good for people to know. And so let me ask this. What would be one of the tips you would give to someone who is starting out, if they wanted to do some of the same things that you're doing?
That's as far as collecting?
Yeah, for collecting. Yep. Anybody that just, you know, they've got a couple of figures and they say, hey, now I want to, you know, I want to create the collection that you have.
Don't follow the trend. Just collect what you like. Okay. Don't try to keep up with the next man's collection. Like, you see, oh, this guy got this. I need to get that.
Right.
Compete. No, it's not a competition. That's one thing. Collecting is not a competition. Collecting is what you like. You know what I'm saying? So don't never let nobody tell you, that's trash. No, that's what you like.
Right, so, right.
Yeah. Trash is another man's treasure. You know what I'm saying? So
I do. As a collector of WWE items, I know what you mean. I start out with what I like, and I think that's how I've done my collection. And you know, sparked me to collect, you know, the collectibles, the action figures, because I was just doing the belts. But I think I listened to you, like, hey, man, get what you like. Get, you know, if you want an NWO, you know, get that. So When you think about, and I know you've talked about that. So just say, for instance, I'm a person and I see a few Cobra Commander figures that I like. Is there a way that I should put that collection together? Should it be all Cobra Commanders? Should it be G.I. Joe and Cobra Commander? So, like, how did you put your collection together so that they would complement each other?
I mean, I have, like, different setups. Like, I have my, this is my Cobra Commander Street Scene. Okay. And then I have different dials back here.
Okay.
I have like Dr. Mindbender's lab. I got like a ninja background, and then, you know, for like the video game people, I have a Capcom versus Marvel case. Wow. Where you got like the Street Fighter guys and Marvel guys, and I got vehicles up on top, and I got vintage tanks. You know, it's however you want to put it together, man. It's on you. And then my opposite wall back here is, it's all Marvel. I got Marvel on my back wall back there. So, I mean, it's in different sections, but.
Now that brings me to just another question. And of course, I'm asking questions, but in order for you to be able to put those sides together like that, that would mean that you would have to know the history. Like, you know, did you watch the cartoons when you were a child? Like, how did you know that this, you know, this certain Cobra Commanders, they go together, these Marvel characters go together? Do you know the history of a lot of these figures that you collect? And how do you know? Did you watch them? You know, did you watch the cartoons as a child? Did you read comic books? Both? You know, give us a, let us dive into the history of how you know how to put all these things together.
90% of everything I buy, no.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen as a kid. I read comic books as a kid. Yeah. I mean, you know, being a kid back then was the research.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I did all of that research back then when I was little, reading the books, watching, running home from school, coming to watch the cartoons, waking up Saturday morning with Captain Crunch, you know, sitting in front of the TV, playing on Spider-Man or G.I. Joe or Brian or whatever, you know, Thundercats. Whatever, came on Saturday morning. I'm there for it, you know. So, yeah, I watched a lot of cartoons and I had a lot of.
Now, do you remembered all of those figures as you became an adult? So I don't want to say middle age. I don't want to make you old, but you were a little, you know, you're over 40. And so you still remembered how all of those things went together from being a child?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was my passion as a kid. So, you know, it never really went away. It's just, I got older and now I can afford what I want.
You know, that's a good thing. You took something that was your passion as a young person, and now it's become even more of a passion as an adult. And so you're amassing something that you can leave to your children or grandchildren or whomever, you know, and that's a wonderful thing. And I think people need to understand that, you know, that passion can still be relived as an adult. And so I want to pivot again back to your videos, because I think they are fantastic. And that's truly the reason why I wanted to do this episode with you. And I encourage people to go to look at your YouTube channel and check out those videos, because they are entertaining as well as informative. But let me ask you, do you script your videos or are they more spontaneous? So when you say you do the voices and all of that, do you sit down and like write a script? Okay, this is what I'm going to say. Or is it just straight off the dome? Is it just, this is how I'm feeling, and so this is how I'm going to put it out there?
Everything is off the dome.
Okay.
It's never scripted. Like, I think I'm never thinking ahead of what I'm going to do. Like, it's like whatever I see. Like right now, I got a little polar bear and a bone breaker, builder figure on my table right now. I don't know. I might do. Remember the movie, the Covenant?
Yes.
From the bear.
Yeah.
I might just do that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I might do that. So that, you know, it depends. It depends on what I see and how I feel. Like I say, nothing's never pre-planned.
Okay. Now, for those who are listening and watching, this is a question of the hour that I'm sure a lot of people will want to know. What is your most expensive collectible? What is it, and why does it cost so much?
My most expensive.
Yeah, the one that it may not have cost you as much to get it, but now that you look out there and you see the way that people are purchasing it, what is the most expensive one that you have? And then why is it so expensive? I know you say that the rarity and that people not being able to get them, you know, would drive the cost up, but there has to be some other aspects of it that makes it expensive. So think about one of the, and it may be one of the things that you said that you had made for you. And so if that's expensive, it may not be expensive to other people, but it may be priceless to you because it was made especially for you. So think about a piece that you had that may fit into that category of either it's priceless because nobody else can ever have it, or, you know, other people can get it, but they're going to have to pay a grip for it because it's just not something that's out there. And then what makes it, I mean, when you would describe that piece and why does it mean so much to you, and why would it be, you know, so expensive to other people that they would be willing to pay a lot of money to get it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure it would be that his tank.
Okay. Okay. Now talk about that.
At his tank, it came out maybe about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they dropped it. Or start showing it. It might have been about 3 years ago, and I want to say it was $399.
Okay, okay,
$299 maybe. Whatever. One of those prices.
All right.
Let's just say it was $300 at the time.
Okay,
and they gave you maybe like 45 days to decide if you wanted to back the program.
Okay.
And if you didn't bag the program after 45 days, yeah, too bad for you.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, 2 years later, bam, it came. I got an unboxing on my channel if you want to watch it.
Okay.
Now, like I said, it's on eBay, $800,
$900. Wow.
So, yeah, it's up there. It's up there, so I would have to say that, but it came with some great things in it. Like, I have a Cobra Commander, retro Cobra Commander card back, unpunched. It doesn't even have a hole on it, so it ain't even been on the shelf or nothing like that.
Okay.
The one with the chrome mask, and he has, like, the Mickey Mouse Cobra sign, so he's worth some money.
Wow. And you know what? I'm glad you were talking about just the things that it come with, because if anybody watches your channel, they know that, yes, you get a collectible, and it may just be a collectible in a box, and it may come with a few things, some, you know, another head or some hands or something like that. But you, in your videos that you do, you are always adding something to it. Like, I've seen videos where you've had small bundles of money. You've had gold.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that had old
props.
Props. How do you now talk about the importance of putting those props into your videos?
I mean,
and where do you get those props as well?
Yeah, Hobby Lobby, Amazon, SP,
okay,
places like that.
What's the importance of the props, though?
Brings out the realistic to the skit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay,
it just makes it look more better. Like, to have somebody sitting there talking, you can have somebody sitting there talking with a deer or pop, or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hold us some money. Or, you know, the props are props. It's like a movie. It makes the movie better. You know what I'm saying? Gotta have props.
I do.
Gotta have props.
When you think about, how do you know what prop to put with what? Now, is that still all spontaneous? Like, you know what? I'm going to put a beer with this character, or I'm going to cross his legs. I'm going to give him a cigar. You know, it's going to be, you know, it's something that I want to do this, like Tony Montana-ish. So I'm going to put a big tray of, you know, white cocaine as a, you know, for Tony Montana. We're not saying use cocaine, but, you know, we're just saying that this is the way that you have put the video together. So how do you think about what goes with what and how you want to put things together?
It's just like, if you like see a stain in your head, you'd be like, dang, you know, need a coat. I need a mailbox right there, or I need a microwave right there. I need a little barbecue grill. I need a cheer. I need this guy to hit this guy with a cheer. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Anything, you know what I'm saying? It just anything I find, like little trinkets like that, I could find.
No, that's wonderful. I want to make sure before we go on, we got some time left, but let shout out and let people know what your YouTube channel is. So as they're listening to this, they're probably, okay, man, this sounds great. Let me run to this YouTube channel. What is your YouTube channel name for the folks that are watching and listening?
You can catch me at Rock Vega Toy Videos and Reviews on YouTube.
All right. And make sure you punch that subscribe button as well. And go ahead, brother. You were saying something else?
And TikTok. I'm also on TikTok at Rock Vega Toy Videos and Reviews.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. So let me just dive a little bit more into. So we've talked about, like, you know, the videos, which I think is the most important thing. We've talked about the pieces. So now we've talked about your most expensive piece. Now, what is your least expensive piece that, you know, people can find out there? It's not hard to find, but it means so much to you. And why? Why does it? What is that piece, and why does it mean so much to you, even though it doesn't cost a lot of money?
Least expensive? I don't know, man. Probably one of these action figures or something, man. LeBron James.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Okay.
He was at Ollie's.
Okay.
So $5. But, you know, LeBron is my guy. I love LeBron. So,
me too. Yeah.
So he was definitely probably one of my cheapest, but he was a great action figure.
No, I think that's important. So I think collect people who are listening that you don't have to always spend lots and lots of money. But again, as Rock Vega said, get that thing that means something to you, something that, you know, you remember from childhood, and it's just something that you may go into a store and you see, pick it up. And, you know, that may be the beginning of your collection. So grab something that, you know, brings back some nostalgia to you, something that's important to you. And you can start your collection by just collecting those things that mean a lot to you. They may not cost a lot of money now, but the whole purpose of collecting is that what it costs now, you know, 10 years from now, it may cost a whole lot more. So now you said that you knew the history because you, as a child, you ran home, you waited for Spider-Man, you watched that. So now tell me, which was your favorite cartoon that you now have collectibles for? And why was it your favorite cartoon? What was it about that cartoon that you loved as a child?
By far, G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was my favorite cartoon.
Okay.
I probably have more G.I. Joe figures than anything. What gravitated me towards G.I. Joe was the stories.
Okay, what about the stories?
It was always good, man. It always had some type of message to it, and at the end of it, they would have, like, the characters be like, you shouldn't do this, and they'd be like, oh, thank you, and he'd be like, yeah, and knowing us half the battle.
Right.
G.I. Joe, yeah. I always taught you something, so it was always... You was always learning something from it, but it's just a great cartoon. They had great characters, man. So,
no, I think that's important. So now we're a little bit halfway through, and so now we want to just give some time to recognize our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Looking for the perfect destination for your next special event? Dream Romantic Vacations makes it easy. We handle every detail, so you can enjoy unforgettable memories. We plan romantic getaways, destination weddings, group trips, and corporate retreats with expert care. You'll enjoy seamless planning and personalized service, along with an exclusive travel experience tailored just for you. Call 708-442-4775 or email vacay@dreamromanticvacations.com. Visit dreamromanticvacations.com. Let us handle the details while you enjoy the journey.
All right. That it was Dream Romantic Vacations. That is the sponsor for today's show. We are so happy to have them as a sponsor. And just remember, let them handle all of the details while you enjoy the journey. All right, brother. So I did ask you, and I'm not sure if that commercial gave you time enough to do it, but if you could grab something that you thought the viewers and the listeners, now for the listeners, he's going to have to describe it to you, but for those who are viewing, can you show us this thing, this piece that means so, so much to you, and then tell us why?
Well, I didn't grab it his time because it's a little heavy. So.
Okay.
But this is just as well.
Wow.
This is this you can't buy. You can't buy this. It's a little dusty. It's just sitting on my shelf, but
wow.
Sitting here, this was specially made for me.
Okay.
You know, I designed it. I told him the color I wanted it. This guy named Spec Ops Toys. I'm always shouting my guy out. Spec Ops Toys, if you need him, you can look him up. He can build this for you. About $300. But this thing here, as you can see, this is a bad boy. It's fully operational.
Wow.
The missiles come in and out. All of that. It works.
Wow.
This is a 3D printed vehicle. And it looks like this was made in a toy factory or something.
Wow.
It rolls.
I'm sorry, go ahead and finish that one because I'm
it rolls and everything. It's full functional. The name is Spec Ops.
Wow.
If you on TikTok, Spec Ops Toys, on YouTube, he's the Syntex Collector.
Wow. And now you said you designed that. So now that means that's something that had to be in your head. You told him exactly, and I want to shout him out as well because he did some WWE, some special WWE signs for me, and they were fantastic. So thank you, Spec Op Toys, for what you did for me as well. So we definitely want to shout you out. But to get back to that, like you said, you had him design it. So where did that design come from? How did you think about that and get him to bring that to reality?
I mean, he had already had made like two of these right here, but they wasn't this color scheme.
Okay.
So I had seen it and I commented with like, man, it's nice. And he had hit my page up. He had seen my collection. He was like, man, only thing you missing is one of my vehicles.
Right.
So I was like, oh yeah. So I looked at that. Ever since then, man, me and him been rocking. I got something coming that's going to blow y'all, man. But I ain't going to tell y'all about it, but he's making me something right now that's going to be crazy.
All right. Well, that means you guys have to continue to follow the channel to find out what that is. Now, I know a few stories of things that you've done with fellow collectors, but I want people to know and, you know, who may want to be collectors or people who are watching in the collecting community, what was the best interaction you've had with a fan or a fellow collector?
The best interaction? Oh, man, I have so many great toy friends, man. I have to give shouts out to my boy Scott Jackson.
Okay.
Scott Jackson is like one of the first guys that really looked out for me when I started collecting toys. His collection's crazy, by the way. He sent me a vintage tank from the UK.
Wow.
So, yeah, shout out to him on that. And he the one that really gave me the eye for the, like, dioramas and building stuff to make your figures look good, like setups for your figures. And he got me off into that right there. So, yeah, shout out to Scott and Tuhati. That's what I call it.
Scotty Tuhati. All right. So now that, and I have a question just to go along with that. How has the YouTube toy collector community shaped your journey? Because I want people to know that there is a community out there of collectors that you can, you know, you can get involved with. How has that shaped your journey?
Man, let me tell you, there's some haters out here.
Okay.
Straight up, it's some grown crab babies in the toy community.
Okay.
50-year-old men that's crying like they're five.
Wow.
And all they reverted back into their childhood or something, man. Like, Bruh, we all grown men. Why are y'all arguing and bickering over some toys, man? Like,
wow.
That you're going to eventually have to pass down to your kids.
Right, right.
Because you can't keep them forever.
Right.
So that's basically all I'm doing is building this dynasty for my girl's son. So he can have all of this. This is going to be all his. As I always tell him, bro, just take care of him. You got a lot of money on your hands.
Right, right. And that's important. You know, that's the thing about collecting.
The toy community is... It's some haters out here, man. Especially with, like, the YouTube channels and all of that, man. Everybody's trying to outdo everybody, man. But I'm just here for fun, man. Right. I'm not even really making money off my YouTube channel. I just like showing people the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm, you know, for the haters, stop hating. But for those of you, and I believe there are more positive people, and I'm sure you can back me up, there's more positive people out there who just love collecting and love talking about it. And so, you know, it really goes into my next question. If you could collaborate with any other toy reviewer or brand, who would it be and why?
Hey, I'm always looking for sponsors. So any Hasbro, Mattel, any of them, Storm Collectibles, Jada Toys, anybody. Y'all want to send me something?
All right.
You? Hey, my hands are open and welcome. I will reveal them to the greatest of my ability to my subscribers that are on my stages. They love to see it. As far as toy collectors that I would like to collab with, I mean, I'm always going to collab with Spec Ops. I like Benny's Customs. He's out in Michigan.
Okay.
I like Woody Triple Two. He's out on the East Coast. Now, his collection is crazy. I always check out his station. Articulated Ninja. He's like a big dog out here in the game. Yo-Jo Jerk. Just hot. Charter, Miss Prime. I watch them all. Okay. I watch all of these guys. They probably don't know who I am, but I know who they are. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right. And is it
except for Woody. Woody Triple Two. He hollered at me.
So. Woody Triple Two. Okay. And how big would you say the collectible or toy collecting community is? Is it? I mean, I know you can't give us a number, but would you say that it's, you know, small, medium, large, extra large, humongous? How big would you say?
It's humongous, man. They have Comic Cons and brother, the toy community is big. It's business.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Business. Okay. So now we go back to talking about you and just, you know, your channel. So where do you see your channel going in the next year or two?
Man, hopefully to the stars. Okay. Wherever Galactus was living at in the Fantastic Four. I hope it goes. I hope we go that far, man. But yeah, that's the limit. I'm gonna keep pushing.
Okay, okay.
Keep pushing.
All right. Are there any new lines or trends you're excited to explore? So, are there any new toy, you know, lines that are coming out that you are like, man, I really need to look into that? Or any new figures that you've seen out there that you're like, okay, that's going to be the next one I buy, you know, when I get the, you know, ability to buy that? Are there any? And tell us what those are.
I mean, I'm always sticking to G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe's always off his stuff, but right now, I've been messing with Jada Toys pretty heavy.
Okay.
Jada
okay.
Toys, they do all the Street Fighters and all of that, and I've been getting a couple animes there and there, so Storm Collectibles, I've been messing with them as well.
Okay.
But I heard, I think McFarlane is going to start making Mortal Kombat figures, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of McFarlane. No, don't jump on me, Todd McFarlane, if you hear this.
All right. All right.
I like your toys. It's just that they're not really articulated like that.
Okay. Okay.
And I want to say, somebody's going to start making wrestling figures.
All right. Now that's what I'm talking about. All right.
Because they made by Mattel now, right?
Yep, by Mattel. That's true.
I think somebody's going to get that license from you.
Wow, make sure you let me know that. That's something I need to know for sure.
Now, it is, because I seen they like had a Jacob Fatu. They had like, they showed like four different things that was coming out.
Nah, okay, okay. Can't wait. Jacob Fatu is one of my favorites. So yeah, he's new on the scene of WWE, but he took off like wildfire. And I know he's you're a fan of him as well. So yeah, we definitely want to keep tapped into that. So let me ask you, what's one piece of advice you'd give to someone thinking of starting a Tory View channel today?
Blanco, don't knock over my trap out. Man, just do you, man. Like I said, man, don't let nobody deter you from doing you, man. You shoot your video the way you want to shoot it, man. You do you. Don't let nobody tell you how to do it or how you should do it or how it should look. It's all got to come from here, bro.
Okay.
It's got to come from the heart. So, just do it.
Now, that's wonderful. And so now, Rock, before we wrap up, and we got about 10 minutes left, we do this with all of our Collective Talk episodes. We want to have a quick rapid fire round. So now I want you to get prepared for this. So it's short answers only, no overthinking. So let me know, are you ready?
Always ready.
All right. Favorite toy line of all time. I think you already said that, but tell us again.
G.I. Joe.
Okay. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
All right. Now, I got to stop. You got to let me know, because I'm a DC fan. Let me know why Marvel over DC.
Better characters.
Oh, no. Nah, come on. You got to elaborate more. We go put a pause on the rapid fire. I've been waiting to ask you this, and I want everybody listening who are, you know, who may be Marvel fans or DC fans, tell us what you mean by that. And then you got to tell us what's the difference between Marvel and DC for you as a person that watched and then as a collector.
I mean, most of the guys from Marvel was whooping all them guys from DC.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying? I mean, like, what you want to do? You want to compare Batman? Who? Tony Stark's?
You know Batman is my favorite. So let's take Batman and compare him to Iron Man. What's the difference?
Man, Iron Man's whooping him.
Why? Why is Iron Man whooping Batman?
Suit. He's in the iron suit. What does Batman got to, you know, I don't care.
Let his utility belt and all of the things.
What is that gonna do? Man, he can have 14 days contingency plan to try to stop Iron Man. It's not gonna happen.
All right.
It's gonna happen.
I know we've had that debate many times, so I wanted people to hear that. So, vintage or modern toys, and why?
Both.
Okay, both. Now explain that.
I mean, because a vintage toy, I mean, it might hold some special in your heart, but you might see something new. Like, man, that's dope. That's hot. I need that. So,
okay, okay. One toy you regret selling or giving away?
One toy I regret selling or giving away. I don't have one. I don't have one. I'm pretty happy with all the good trades. I just traded a vamp for Serpentor. Okay. Everybody thought I was crazy because they felt like the vamp was worth more, but I didn't have Serpentor.
Okay. And
I thought it was a great trade. I had multiple vamps. So.
Okay, okay. And again, like you said, look. See, that's it. You said keep what you love, and you know you can trade that thing that you're willing to trade, that even though other people may love it, it's all about you. So people who are listening and interested in the collecting community, do what's in your heart. I think that's the theme of this show and what Rock Vega's been telling you. Do what's in your heart. So now, a toy that you never part with, and why?
A toy that I'm never going to part with?
That you would never part with, no matter how much money you be offered.
My gold best, bro.
And why?
Because that's my boy. My boy. One of my first, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Okay. Not gold part with your stroll.
Okay. No matter how much money they offer you, never get rid of them.
That's my guy.
Okay. Okay. Where's your favorite place to hunt for toys?
Probably Crown Point Collect.
Okay. Okay. What's so interesting about Crown Point Collectibles?
Megan's got a variety of everything. Everything, and I mean everything.
So those of you who are listening and watching, look out, check out Crown Point Collectibles, and they may have something that you need. If you could review any toy before its release, what would it be?
Any toy before its release?
Yeah, something that you heard that's coming down the line that you hear is in creation, and it's like, yeah, if I could get that and to review it, this is what it would be.
It'll probably be like one of those Mythic Legion dragons or something, one of them real big dragon things, like $900 dragons. I would love to get a Mythic Legions or a Hot Toy, because I can't afford Hot Toys or Mythic Legions, but I would love to review one.
Okay, sure. Now if somebody's listening or watching, even on Global News Forum out there in Future Vision Entertainment, if you are a person or you know, somebody that has those and you want them to get out into the community, Rock Vega is the person for you to send that to for the review. So make sure you keep them in mind. What is the first toy? This is a good one. What's the first toy you bought with your own money? Not Willie Sylvester Dow's money, not Ruby Dow's money, but Rock's money.
I don't need to know, bro.
Can't remember.
I can't remember.
Okay. That's fair. I was taking you way back to your younger days. So if you had a dream, if there was a dream collaboration for your channel, some other person that you could just go on live with, and you guys, outside of me, you could go on live with and you guys could talk about toys and collecting, who would that be and why?
Man, the great late Stan Lee.
Okay. Why
was Stan Lee? Stan Lee, Jack Kirby. And these characters wouldn't even be here if it weren't for them, right?
That's true.
We wouldn't have no Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk, no none of that if it wasn't for them. So yeah, them guys, man.
No, I think there are a lot of people out there that would agree with you. All right, so that was our rapid fire, and we got about 8 minutes left. So I want to just ask you a couple of questions so that people who are listening to us, and, you know, I want to thank you. You shared a lot of information really quickly about a lot of things in the collecting community, and I'm sure that people who are watching and listening will take great value in this. But what's one thing viewers would be surprised to learn about how you make your videos?
What would they be surprised about, how I make my videos?
Yeah, I know you talked about, like, off the dome, you know, sometimes you use the props, but is there something that people, you'd be like, man, I didn't even know he did that. Like, maybe about the characters or the voices. And let's go into that. Like, how do you decide what voices to use? Because you're not always using the voice that belongs to that particular character that we've seen on television. So,
I just look at him and be like, man, what would he sound like? You know what I'm saying? What would this guy sound like? You know what I'm saying? Like, I had did, like, an Incredible Hulk voice, and, you know, I had made it deep. Like, I'm going to call him a voice. But then I put it into, like, a voice synthesizer, so it was really, like, all of the voice nice. So it was really deep. Yeah, so it depends. And, like, I had did, like, Thor, and, you know, I'm thinking of Thor, I think he's going to be proper and something like that. So, yeah, I talk real proper when I do Thor.
Okay. No, that's interesting. Have you ever filmed a video and decided not to post it, and tell me why?
Oh, yeah, I done did several like that. It was just too over the top, baby.
Okay.
Just way too much. Man, I won't think they was ready for them, not just yes.
Okay.
And I still have those videos, and I think I'm going to release them, but only on, like, for, like, paid subscribers.
Okay, so it may have some adult content in those videos. Yeah. Is that what you said?
They're definitely a little over the edge.
Okay. Now, how long does it usually take you from idea to the final upload? So, okay, this, you know what? Today I got some time. These are some figures that I want to review. I haven't reviewed them yet. I want to pose them. I want to throw some props with them. So how long does it take from that idea to actually putting them out on the channel?
On a good day, I could shoot a video maybe a day.
Okay.
Maybe a day. At
Now, is
most
that
three.
continuous working on it, or do you do a section here, then you come back to it? So how do you do that? Is it just like, okay,
If
now I'm thinking about this and
the brain clicking like that, then I just keep going, boom, boom,
okay.
boom, knock it out.
Okay,
And
okay.
sometimes, you gotta do it and get stumped, and I'll leave it alone, go play a video game or watch some TV, and then come back to it and try to finish it up. But no more than 3 days to shoot a video.
Okay. People know that it's possible to do it. Now, do you work alone, or do you have anyone else helping you filming and editing?
No, I do it all myself.
Okay. So that, and if you go on this channel and you look at some of those videos, you would think like you would definitely need some help. But it's good to know that if you are out there and you're interested, and again, when you talk about concepts, is there a certain way to do a video, or is it like, okay, it has to have an opening, closing, and a opening, a middle, and a beginning, or is there a formula you use when you do the videos, or for people who may be like, I'm gonna do my first video, is there a formula to use, or how would you suggest or give them some advice on creating the video?
I mean, it's just like any other movie. You gotta have an opening, and you gotta have like some type of storyline, a plot to it, and then gotta end with something. So, I can't tell you how to start your video or how to start it off. I mean, that's on you, but yeah, just do you, man. It's,
Okay,
that
so it's
was
no rhyme or reason to it. Just make sure that it
Oh,
flows. Is that what you're saying?
yeah. I mean, it's just like any other movie. It's like starting off, just
Okay.
jump it off, push record.
Okay. Okay. That's
Hey, push record.
okay. That's fair. So now let's.
The one thing, see, this is the one thing. The one thing about record, loads of camera recording, you can always edit.
That's true. That is true. That is true. So that's advice. Just go out there and start recording your content. If it's something that you don't like, edit it out. You and make it. How many takes do you actually do? I can't. Now I don't know. You may be a star in this, but I can't imagine that you get those videos done in one take.
No, take a couple of takes. Okay, slow. So I get done one take, some couple
Okay,
takes.
so there you go. Push record. If you have to do a few takes, that's fine, but get it to the point where you like it. And I'm sure if you like it, then there'll be other people who like it. So just a couple more questions before we end our episode today. And again, I want to thank you. I want to thank Dream Romantic Vacations for sponsoring our show. But what is the oldest toy in your collection?
Oldest?
And it may be my first, or it may be just as far as collectibles. What is the one that goes back the furthest? Like, this is
I
a
got a
GI
car.
Joe from,
I got
okay,
a
I'm sorry.
car. I got a car from Might be the running man.
Oh, wow, Running Man. Wow. Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger Running Man.
I think that's what it's
Okay.
called.
Wow.
Running Man. Yeah, I think that's what it's called for. I can't even remember. It's
Okay.
old. It's like you on my floor, though, but it's an old car.
Okay. Well, it ain't that. Don't mean it. Don't, it doesn't mean as much to you because it's on the floor. It's just where it fits. So I just want
I
folks to
mean,
know
yeah.
that it's just where it fits in your collection.
I got a lot of cars on the floor, just so y'all know. But yeah, it's parked over there of like, how you roll through the hood and see somebody with a whole lot of cars in the crib. It's parked
Yes.
up over there. Yeah, it's still parked over there.
Okay. Now you've talked about G.I. Joe, and we know that from those who are listening and watching, you are a G.I. Joe fan. But now I want you to pivot in your mind. What toy other than G.I. Joe instantly brings back childhood memories that you have?
Star Wars.
And
Darth
why?
Vader.
Now, see that I'm
Darth
glad.
Vader. Darth Vader probably was my first ever actor.
Okay, why does that bring back so many memories? Because it was your first Or, you know, what about and we know it's a Star Wars universe, so what about that figure means so much to you?
I mean, Darth Vader, coldest brother in galaxy, you got it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I am your father.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Darth Vader, man. I think I had that twin when I was like 5.
Wow.
6.
Okay. Okay.
He's a big joint, though. He's a big Vader.
Okay.
And I think you sleep with that. Him and Spider-Man. He was my first two toys.
Wow. And I think just the parents who may be watching, make sure your children take care of those toys, because I'm gonna tell you, give them that advice, because you know if you could have kept the toys that you had as a child and you kept them in pristine condition, so tell our people who may be watching about that.
I would be sitting on the gold mine if I kept them toys, man. Wow. Like, I used to stick them in my sister's easy bake oven.
That's a cool story. The torture chamber.
The torture chamber, man. I used to do crazy things to my toys, and I wish I could just hit the time switch and go back and tell my younger self, boy, don't set them toys up. Put them up. We're going to need them later on.
Yes, yes. So, parents, if you were buying those toys, they can be collectibles for the future. Make sure they stay in pristine condition. So we got a couple more questions, and I'm just thinking, I'm trying to pick your brain as much as possible. Have you ever been, what toy have you been so excited to get? Other than the stuff that you've had, you know, special made, what was one of the toys like, oh my God, I cannot believe it's available and that I got it? For me, it'll be Jacob Fatu when it finally comes, but for you?
Girolamo.
Okay, why?
Girolamo is just like, he's like one of the baddest guy out of the anime world. When he came down, he was like $99.
Okay.
And I missed him. I couldn't get him, man. I was sick about it. My girl got it for me. I don't know how she got it. She got it for me. I opened it and damn near shed a tear.
All right.
He was like my stick of the year last year. So
wow.
Yeah, he's tough. So y'all don't go on my page. Yeah, you'll see quite a few Najiro Hama videos on there. He usually beating everybody up.
Okay. 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 Now I got two more questions and then we're gonna have to wrap this episode up. You know what? If for those of you who are listening and watching, if I can get my brother to come back and do a part two, I think this what we're talking about may deserve a part two. So if I can convince him to come back and do a part two, we can really dive into some of those toys and I can have him show you, and so you'll have a visual of some of those things. So I'm gonna try to convince him to do a part two. But for now, I got a couple more questions before we end part one. Which toy brand do you think is the most underrated?
Which toy brand is the most underrated?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yep.
Poppy Tater Toys.
Why?
I don't think they get as much pub as these other big companies. But
okay, okay.
Their product and almost better.
Okay. Okay.
Almost better. They just don't have like the Hasbro
Mattel
pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They getting there, but their toys are great.
Cool.
So yeah, I would say Jada Toys is probably the most underrated out there. But they moving. They moving.
Okay. Okay. Now, quick fun question before we end: if you could open a physical toy store. What would it be called?
Rock Vegas.
Rock Vegas. All right. And last question from my brother. Again, for those of you who are watching and listening, I'm going to try to see if I can convince him to do a part two so we can do a bit of show and tell, which I think is the next thing to lead into from this part one, to actually be able to see some of the collectibles and, you know, just he can give you a description of why they're so important. But my last question before we wrap is, what is the next big milestone for your YouTube channel?
Man, to get monetized, bro.
Okay.
That'll be the next step, man. I'm almost there. Okay. I need a couple more watch hours, and I will be monetized.
So. All right. Well, that for those of you who are listening and watching, go and subscribe to his YouTube channel and
watch make the videos.
Okay.
I need y'all to watch the videos.
Watch the
videos. Go watch them. Okay. Watch them.
All right. Make sure you watch the videos. That. All right. Well, Rock, thank you for taking time to take us behind the scenes of your channel and giving us a look at what makes toy collecting so magical. Your passion for finding those hidden gems is inspiring. And I know our listeners are walking away ready to start their own treasure hunts. Again, thank you to you and to our sponsor, Dream Romantic Vacations. Visit dreamromanticvacations.com and let them do the work. To everyone listening, make sure to check out Rock's channel. I'll have the links in the show notes when I post this. Until next time, this is the Collective Talk where the mic is on and the truth is loud.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the Collective Talk. If you felt that energy, don't keep it to yourself. Like, share, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of real talk, bold truths, and influential voices. We're here every Wednesday at 6 p.m., bringing you the stories that move the culture and inspire change. This is the Collective Talk, where the mic is on and the truth is loud.